Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. This is Fernando Farias speaking, and together with sound technician Walter Danesi, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Monday, June 22nd, 2026. On today's show, the artist of the day, Carlos Gardel, and will be focusing on the second and last stage of his career and sadly his life, as he passed away on June 24. Actually, it's going to be very soon an anniversary of his death, 91 years of his death next Wednesday. And in the context of that anniversary, we are playing this feature on the last years of his life. We'll also have Argentine destinations. We'll go to the Humahuaca Gorge, and we'll have a feature called Understanding Us, that you know, it's about Argentine culture and getting to know us better. And today we'll talk about the psychology culture of Argentina. Pretty interesting subject. Stay tuned to learn more about a very unique and distinctive characteristic of the Argentine culture when it comes to psychology and psychoanalysis. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslri@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Either way, it's okay for sending reception reports if you are at the EXA. The frequency for this show is 5850 kHz. You can also listen to us on rae.com.ar, as well as our app for mobile devices, Digital Rae, available for both Android and Apple phones. Let's get started now with music by Sumo, Argentine reggae rock band founded by an Italian immigrant, the late Luca Prodan. This is a song called Que Me Pisen, Let Them Step, or yeah, Step On Me.
With me bandera now. Turn it down. Say. Que me pisen, pis.
Monkey man, come down to Babylon town. Going to scare you now. Right. I'm going to move and move and skip my hip and make a little girl slip when they think of a big ball man. I'm going to move down the avenue with no shoes. I'm gonna laugh and cry. I'm going to move. I'm going to do ka-ka-na-ka-ding-ka-de. All day long I'm going to make them try to remember Natty dreadlock. I got the ball Natty dreadlock. Dragon lock, yeah. Do it like you want. Do it when you're fine. Natty dreadlock moving. Hand in hand.
RAI, Argentina al mundo. RAI, Argentina 面向世界.
RAI, Argentina vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentinian in the world.
RAI, Argentina al mundo. RAI, Argentina to the world presents Carlos Gardel, the one who sings better every day.
Por una cabeza de un noble potrillo que justo en la raya afloja al llegar.
Owner of an incomparable voice and a huge talent, Carlos Gardel succeeded in making tango the Argentine music par excellence.
Por una cabeza me dejó de un día de aquella coqueta y risueña mujer.
Carlos Gardel was born in France in 1890, but he grew up in Buenos Aires where already in 1908 he started performing in some small stages in the city. His repertoire, basically folklore during the first part of his career as professional artist, was deeply increased when he dared interpret the first tango canción. That's to say, the first tango whose music was accompanied by lyrics. The tango as a musical genre was just starting to find its own expression, and it was far from being popular. In 1911, Carlos Gardel joins guitarist and singer José Razzano, and together they integrated a very successful artistic duo. Yet, in 1917, Gardel's career takes a new course. That year, he's chosen to premiere a revolutionary tango, My Sad Night.
Hasta 1917.
Until 1917, Gardel's repertoire included sambas, tiles, and country songs. Tango was a dancing music that still missed the singer's voice. But everything changed when the Gardel presented My Sad Night at the Empire Theatre, written by his friend Pascual Contursi. The piece became the first tango canción in tango history.
Tango canción de la historia.
De noche cuarto me acuesto, no puedo cerrar la puerta, un cuarto me falta la abierta, mi ilusión que volver.
This way, My Sad Night became the first tango properly sang, interpreted, and at the same time, the first tango interpreted by Carlos Gardel. And not only that, together with the lyricized tango, Gardel created the figure of tango singer. His style, his figure, ruled even after his death. As from Gardel, every interpreter had as reference the model he had invented. Hugo Marcel says so.
No hay un antes de Gardel. Hay un a partir de Gardel.
If we talk of lyricized tango, there isn't a before Gardel. There is a as from Gardel. Gardel is definitely linked to the beginning of tango, its origins, its ways, character and profile. It is Gardel and nobody else.
Es Gardel y nadie más.
Rechiflao en mi tristeza, te evoco y veo que has sido en mi pobre vida paria solo una buena mujer. Tu presencia de bacana puso calor en mi nido. Fuiste buena, consecuente, y yo sé que me has querido.
As from that moment on, Carlos Gardel fully took to tango. And in 1923, more than half his repertoire was already integrated by this music. His public expanded as quickly as his success.
Nada debo agradecerte, mano a mano hemos quedado. No me importa lo que has hecho, lo que haces y lo que harás.
In 1923 and 1924, the duo Gardel-Razzano held their first presentations in Spain and France, where the tango had already become popular. Gardel's European tours would occur more often, although not with Razzano.
Mientras tanto que tus triunfos, pobres triunfos pasajeros, sean una larga fila de riquezas y placer.
Three technological developments of the time collaborated with the international success of Gardel. The recordings with a microphone, the sound movies, and the radio. The years 1926 and 1927 were the years in which Carlos Gardel registered the largest number of records, exceeding 100 songs in all. Out of the hits of the time, we can mention Going Down Belgrano Street.
Aquella marquesa de la risa loca se pintó en la boca por besar a un flor.
Tango historians agree to point out that Carlos Gardel had an important business outlook that explains not only his choice of tango and the incorporation of technological findings of the time, but also the care of his image. Besides taking care of his health and his voice, Carlos Gardel always tried to watch his weight, the gym, and paid special attention to the gestures made by his face and hands when he sang. He devoted the same care and interest in his apparel. He also knew to profit from the growing interest for tango in Europe and the States. And Maria Volonté tells us so.
Es un artista que ha dado como el puntapié inicial para todo un proceso.
Carlos Gardel is the artist that gave the kickoff of a whole process, who was deeply aware of the artistic importance of the music he was trying to develop. And the way he projected it to the world turned him into the first Latin American artist with an international echo of his own voice.
Mundialmente hablando.
Viejo smoking de los tiempos en que yo también tallaba. Cuánta papusa graba en tu solapa llorón.
At the beginning of the 30s, Carlos Gardel was already an internationally renowned singer. He had traveled several times to Spain and France, where the media defined his triumphal success. He recorded and sold thousands of records and signed new contracts. He also incorporated a new modality that would modify his career and the popularity of his art, the movies.
Yo no siento la tristeza de saberme derrotado y no me amarga el recuerdo de mi pasado esplendor. No me arrepiento del verso ni los años que he tirado, pero yo volverme solo sin amigos, sin amor.
In 1930, Carlos Gardel starred 15 sound shorts, each about a song. Filmed and premiered in Buenos Aires, they were presented as theater tangos. The most elaborated of all can be said to be Old Tuxedo, in which Gardel, before singing, perform a dramatic sketch about unemployment and poverty during the times of the Big Depression. It was said that Gardel's shorts were the first video clips of movie history. And from then on, Carlos Gardel would devote to the movies. After a not very successful premiere in France, Carlos Gardel returned to Argentina, where he opened the film Lights of Buenos Aires. The success was really huge and immediate, and turned him into the very popular figure of the Latin American singer. A new market for him. Shortly afterwards, when he was shooting a new movie in France again, he met and started working with lyricist and scriptwriter Alfredo Lepera. Together, Carlos Gardel and Alfredo Lepera would produce a large number of songs, and Gardel's world's popularity will become one with Lepera's. Most of the songs were produced for the movies, such as Silence, Faraway Land of Mine, Downslope, For Ahead, and the very famous My Beloved Buenos Aires. And of course, the best, The Day You Loved Me.
El día que me quiera, la rosa se engalana, se vestirá de fiesta con su mejor color. Y al viento las carpanas dirán que ella es mía, y loca la portada. La noche que me quiera desde el azul del cielo, las estrellas celosas nos mirarán pasar, y un rayo misterioso hará nido en tu pelo. Luciérnaga curiosa, que verás, que eres mi consuelo.
El día que me quiera no habrá más que armonía, será clara la aurora y alegre el manantial, traerá quieta la brisa, rumor de melodía, y nos darán las fuentes su canto de cristal. El día que me quiera, endulzará sus cuerdas el pájaro cantor, florecerá la vida, no existirá el dolor.
La noche que me quiera, desde el azul del cielo, las estrellas celosas nos mirarán pasar, y un rayo misterioso hará nido en tu pelo. Luciérnaga curiosa, que verán, que eres mi consuelo.
In December 1933, Gardel and Lepera traveled to the States, where they celebrated a contract with Paramount Pictures, the company that was looking for someone to take over Rodolfo Valentino's figure. All in all, the company produced 5 films starred by Carlos Gardel, with the script and song lyrics of Alfredo Lepera. Historian Osvaldo Barsky describes the admiration Gardel aroused during the shooting sets. When Gardel was shooting in New York, all the Paramount studios came to a halt and people went to watch him live. There were 300 to 400 people. When Gardel interpreted, her eyes closed. The commotion was such during the shooting of the scene upon the body of his dead wife, his love, the whole situation. Everything was so touching, and his musical capacity to get pain across was so real that they said that once the scene was over, there was a general chilling silence of about 20 seconds, followed by an awesome ovation when the people realized that he had imprinted in history the feeling of a very deep pain.
Un documento de dolor profundo.
Tus ojos se cerraron y el mundo sigue andando. Su boca que era mía ya no me besa más. Se apagaron los ecos de su reír sonoro.
At the beginning of 1935, Carlos Gardel was already a true popular idol of the Hispanic world in the States, France, and Spain. And of course, throughout all Latin America.
Quise abrigarla y más pudo la muerte. Cómo me duele ya otra herida.
In March 1935, accompanied by Lepera and a group of Argentine guitar players, all collaborators, Carlos Gardel left from New York to Puerto Rico, the first stop in a tour of several countries of America, which he never completed.
Como perros de presa las penas traicioneras. Celando su cariño galopaban detrás y escondidas las aguas de su mirada buena. La muerte agazapada marcaba su compás.
From April to June that year, the singer put on special performances in Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Curaçao, Aruba and Colombia. In each one of his shows, he received the warm affection of the large number of fans who followed him everywhere, to embrace him and kiss him.
Porque tú sabes tan cruel como la vida, porque esta vuelta siniestra de la suerte.
And it was there, in Colombia, on June the 24th, 1935, that the most popular idol of Argentine music and of tango met his early death as a consequence of an air accident. The death of Carlos Gardel silenced the Argentine people, who could not believe in the news that arrived from Colombia. Several rumors spread the following week and the next, little sagas that ensured that Gardel was still alive and that he was so disfigured by the burn suffered in the accident that he lived hidden in Colombia.
Silencio en la noche, ya todo está en calma, el músculo duerme, la ambición trabaja, un clarín se oye, peligra la patria, y al grito de guerra los hombres se matan, cubriendo de sangre los campos de Francia.
The remains of Carlos Gardel took 7 months to arrive in Argentina. Some 30,000 people waited at the harbor to accompany the coffin to a multitudinous wake. There, an orchestra interpreted the tango, Silence. And since then, his recordings can be listened to in every Argentine radio broadcaster. His films are still shown and the Argentine people still say that Gardel sings better every day.
Todo divino el parpadeo de las luces que a lo lejos van marcando mi retorno. Son las mismas que alumbraron con sus pálidos reflejos hondas horas de dolor.
The tango music owes Gardel the creation of a style and the mass popularization of the new genre. Historian Osvaldo Barsky tells us about his transcendence.
Expresó excepcionalmente ese clima cultural.
Gardel exceptionally expressed that extraordinary cultural climate that filled Buenos Aires in the first decades of the 20th century. He could understand it and transmit it through an unrivaled art. That's the reason of his eternal presence. And that's why his huge artistic quality turned him into an unbeatable figure. Because he clearly was and is unique. That's why he's still alive, not as a myth, but as an absolutely exceptional reality, as a person and as an artist.
Tengo miedo del encuentro con el pasado que vuelve a enfrentarse con mi vida. Tengo miedo de las noches que pobladas de recuerdos encadenen mi soñar. Pero el viajero que huye, tarde o temprano detiene su andar. Y aunque el olvido que todo destruye
RAI, Argentina to the World, presented Carlos Gardel, the one who sings better every day.
Volver con la frente marchita, la nieve del tiempo plasearon.
Translation and voice, Miriam Turcula. Production, Julieta Galván. Edition, Matías Arreceigor.
Que 20 años no es nada, que febril la mirada, errante en la sombra, te busca y te nombra. Vivir con el alma aferrada a un dulce recuerdo que yo...
RAI, Argentina al mundo. RAI, Argentina, 面向世界.
RAI, Argentine vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けて, Argentina.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentinian in the world.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI presents Understanding Us. Today we'll talk about the psychology culture of Argentina. There's yet another defining characteristic of the city of Buenos Aires, mainly, that you cannot see without your eyes, with your eyes. It is woven into the very fabric of daily conversations, over coffee, during dinner, or while riding in a taxi. To truly understand the Argentine psyche, you have to understand our relationship with the couch. In many corners of the globe, seeking psychological help is still kind of a taboo. Something whispered about, hidden from colleagues, or viewed as a last resort during a severe crisis. But here in Argentina, and especially in the capital of Buenos Aires, ir a terapia, going to therapy, is as mainstream, normal, and celebrated even as going to the gym, taking a pottery class, or meeting friends for a Sunday asado. Data from the World Health Organization shows that Argentina has the highest number of psychologists per capita in the world. According to these studies, there are over 200 practicing psychologists per 100,000 inhabitants. To put that into perspective, that is roughly the triple the rate of countries like Finland or Norway, and dozens of times higher than many neighboring Latin American countries. Within Argentina itself, nearly half of these professionals practice right here in Buenos Aires. If you make your way to the upscale neighborhood of Palermo, you will find an area which is colloquially known to everyone as Villa Freud, Freud Village. It is an urban hub filled with clinics, bookshops dedicated to behavioral sciences, and cafes where analysts and patients meet. But why is therapy so deeply embedded in our culture? In Argentina, mental health is not treated as a separate, secretive category of medicine. It is seen as an essential component of overall personal development and well-being. If your muscle hurts, you see a physical therapist. If you're trying to navigate the complexities of life, relationships, career anxiety or existential doubt, you see a psychoanalyst. It is a badge of self-awareness and not a sign of weakness. This cultural perspective fundamentally shapes how emotional and mental ailments are treated. In many Western countries, the primary goal of modern mental health care is efficiency. That's to say, alleviating symptoms as quickly as possible so an individual can return to optimal productivity. This often leads to a heavy reliance on psychiatric medication or short-term behavioral adjustments. But Argentina takes a completely different path. While medication is used when medically necessary, it is not prescribed nearly as freely or quickly as it is elsewhere. There is an overarching cultural trend to analyze, to dig underneath the surface and to uncover the deep-seated structural roots of a person's suffering. Because the focus is on self-exploration rather than a quick fix, therapy in Argentina is rarely a short-term commitment. People do not usually sign up for a fixed 6-week program. Instead, they remain in therapy for months, and quite often for consecutive years. It becomes a stable, weekly anchor in a person's life, a dedicated space for continuous introspection. When you look closely at the academic and practical application of therapy in Argentina, you find that it is not a monolith. The dominant school of thought here is heavily specialized. Rather than cognitive behavioral therapies, which focus on changing immediate thought patterns, Argentina is deeply devoted to psychoanalysis. Specifically, the country embraces a French interpretation of Freud theory known as the Lacanian approach, based on the teachings of Jacques Lacan. Lacanian psychoanalysis places an immense emphasis on language, the unconscious, structural lacks, and the way we interpret our own personal histories. It is an approach that views the patient not as a collection of symptoms to be cured, but as a unique subject trying to decipher the truth of their own desire. The epicenter of an intellectual lighthouse of this specific tradition is the prestigious School of Psychology at the University of Buenos Aires, which is known simply as the UBA. Founded as an independent faculty after decades of evolving psychological study, UBA's psychology program is one of the largest and most sought-after career paths in the entire university system, frequently ranking right alongside medicine in total student enrollment. For decades, its massive departments have been heavily oriented towards Freudian and Lacanian variants. The rigorous 5 to 6 year curricula shapes thousands of new professionals every year, ensuring that the heavy supply of psychoanalysts mirrors the continuous multi-generational demand of Argentine society. So, when you visit Buenos Aires and you hear someone openly discussing their childhood, their recurring dreams, or what their therapist told them on Tuesday afternoon, do not be shocked. They aren't oversharing, they are simply participating in a profound national tradition. Ir a terapia is our way of navigating the complexities of the human condition. It is a collective commitment to understanding ourselves, one session at a time. That was Understanding Us on RAE, the international service of the Argentine radio.
RAE, Argentina al mundo. RAE, Argentina 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Coming up, a feature on the Humahuaca Gorge, but before that, music with Luciano Pereira and Chaupi Corazón.
Cuando agarro la guitarra para mis penas matar, me florece dentro el pecho este ritmo para alegrar. Acompañado de un bombo, bandoneón y algún violín, cantaré hasta que un amigo venga a la parra a seguir. Armaremos una rueda para el baile que vendrá y me haré el enamorado pa' una moza conquistar. En Santiago del Estero, chacarera, soy señor, que todo mi pago deja chaupi, chaupi el corazón. Hasta la luna se alegra cuando me ves a patear y no aguanta que se pone con una estrella a bailar. Salamanca, no me lleves, déjame un ratito más, que termine yo mi canto y ya contigo he de marchar. Chañar está enojado y el sauce tende a llorar, porque saben que esta simple ya pronto va a terminar. En Santiago del Estero, chacarera, soy señor, que todo mi pago deja chaupi, chaupi el corazón.
RAE, Argentina al mundo. RAE, Argentina 面向世界。
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, the Argentine radio to the world presents The Humahuaca Gorge. Located 1,694 kilometers away from the city of Buenos Aires, the Humahuaca Gorge extends through 170 kilometers of valleys and mountains that run from south to north along the Andes Mountains, separating the province of Jujuy from the Chilean territory. It's crossed by the Rio Grande, an affluent of the Paraguay River that flows into the northeastern side of Argentina. The gorge witnessed many of the battles against the royalist troops during the Wars of Independence in the 19th century. It's a barren region in a landscape of unimaginable beauty, unique,
Due to the different hues that dress the mountain slopes and evidence the minerals that lay underneath. The gorge was declared humanity heritage by UNESCO for its cultural and natural wealth, which can be seen and admired at first sight when entering its huge mouth opening from 2 to 4,000 meters above sea level. The gorge inhabitants are the descendants of the native peoples as depicted by Tomás Lipán, an Aymara singer born in Purmamarca. His real name is Tomás Ríos, but he adopted the last name Lipán to pay homage to his ancestors and to the name of his birthplace. We ask him about the most beautiful places for the visitor to see.
El visitante que desea conocer la quebrada de Mahuaca, bueno, todos los pueblos de la quebrada de Mahuaca son tienen
absolutely all the peoples in the gorge have their own color, landscape and characteristics. From the Pueblito Volcán close to Purmamarca with its old chapel, its millenary cattle trees and the seven color mountain. Everybody wants to visit Purmamarca. Tilcara, another historical place because of its streets, its square, its bridge and its market. Going through Huacalira, you arrive at the exact place crossed by the Tropic of Capricorn, further ahead, Humahuaca. In the Humahuaca Gorge, typical dishes can be tried, such as empanadas, locro and llama meat. And that, before indulging in a long after lunch, pampered by the mild weather and the blue sky.
Lo común es la empanada.
The typical food is the empanada, that's an individual meat pie. The locro, a corn stew, and lamb stew. Llama meat has been lately included, also cooked in the casserole, oven, or grilled. The characteristic of this meat is its low cholesterol. There are other dishes recommended by the chefs as an alternative for the visitor. Millions of stars can easily be spotted in the natural darkness of the Humahuaca Gorge, and local music becomes a must for the visitor.
En Purmamarca y Tilcara es.
In Purmamarca and Tilcara, open-air musical meetings, sometimes around a fire, are pretty common during February and March. Life develops during daylight rather than at night.
Me gusta Jujuy, mi Jujuy, cuando llueve, y dejar que el recuerdo me lleve, y por ya la perderme abrazado al amor. Mojadito de aguas del alma, y por ya la perderme abrazado al amor, mojadito de aguas del alma. Me gusta Jujuy, mi Jujuy, cuando aclara y en los charcos mirarme la cara o mirar los ojos al cielo. Volar desde el campanario hasta el alma, o mirar los gorriones al cielo volar desde el campanario hasta el alma. Es una fruta madura, Jujuy, es un jazmín encendido, Jujuy, o tal vez un ramito de luna o de sol, una campanita de plata. A Jujuy esta samba le quiero cantar, me gusta Jujuy con todo el alma.
las tardes y sentirme color del paisaje, o llegarme a la vida y un vino tomar antes que la tarde se apague. O llegarme a la viña y un vino tomar antes que la tarde se apague. Me gusta Jujuy, mi Jujuy, por las noches, con la luna alumbrando el camino, y pedirle a un amigo que venga a cantar una serenata conmigo. Y pedirle a un amigo que venga a cantar una serenata conmigo. Es una fruta madura, Jujuy. Es un jazmín encendido, Jujuy. O tal vez un ramito de luna o de sol, una campanita de plata. A Jujuy esta samba le quiero cantar, me gusta Jujuy con todo el alma.
We also ask Lipan about the weather in general and the sunsets at the place. As per Lipan's words, the sky is at hand's reach.
El clima es muy benigno, muy lindo. El clima de la quebrada.
The climate at the gorge is quite noble. Evenings are, however, cooler in summer. At every spot of the gorge, tourists will be impressed by the sunset. A time of the day in which the skies turn very clear, with no clouds or smog, bringing man in contact with the stars. Before concluding our journey, let's mention the traditional carnival festivities during which Mother Earth, known as Pachamama, is honored by the people.
La Pachamama es siempre en todo en toda actividad.
Carnival means a time of enjoyment, dancing and giving thanks to Pachamama or Mother Earth. Basically, the belief is that the earth feeds us with its products such as crops, fruits, vegetables and meat. And that's why we must thank her by offering her wine, chichi, the typical alcoholic beverage of the high Andean plateau, or simply water. During Carnival, both locals and tourists gather to dance and give thanks to Mother Earth.
De arriba vengo, soy de la puna, carita y luna, flor de Amancay. De arriba vengo, soy de la puna, carita y luna, flor de Amancay. En mis alforjas traigo esperanzas, sueños y penas, palomitay. En mis alforjas traigo esperanzas, sueños y penas, palomitay. De arriba vengo, poncho y vicuña, cantando coplas del carnaval. De arriba vengo, poncho y vicuña, cantando coplas del carnaval. En mi queñita traigo el invierno y en mi acullico la soledad. En mi quenita traigo el invierno y en mi acullico la soledad. De arriba vengo y mi yachusca, carita laja, flor del huancar. De la quebrada traigo una cueca y este guainito de mi tolar. De arriba vengo y mi yachusca, carita laja, flor del huancar. De la quebrada traigo una cueca y este guainito de mi tolar.
De
de arriba ve y milla chusca, carita laja, flor del huancar, de la quebrada trae una cueca y este guainito de mi tolar. De arriba vengo y milla chusca, carita laja, flor del huancar, de la quebrada trae una cueca y este guainito de mi tolar. Traigo el invierno y en mi acullico la soledad. De la quebrada traigo una cueca y este guainito de mi tolar. Y este guainito de mi tolar. Y este guainito de mi tolar. Y este guainito de mi tolar.
RAE, The Argentine Radio to the World, presented The Humahuaca Gorge. Production, Pablo Navarro. Technical Operation, Julián Carballo. Edition, Esteban Villarruel. Your host, Miriam.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina, mi esión, Chetier.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, Sekai ni mukete, Argentin.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mondo.
RAE, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
And we've got time for one more song before signing off, and it's going to be a track by Los Auténticos Decadentes called Un Osito de Peluche de Taiwan, which would be a Taiwanese teddy bear, or a Taiwan made, or a teddy bear made in Taiwan.
Se desnuda para que la adore el sol. La melancolía de la tarde me ha ganado el corazón y se nubla de dudas. Son esos momentos en que uno se pone a reflexionar y alumbra una tormenta. Todo es tan tranquilo que el silencio anuncia el ruido de la calma que antecede al huracán. De repente no puedo respirar, necesito un poco de libertad, que te aleje por un tiempo de mi lado, que me dejes en paz. Siempre fue mi manera de ser, no me trates de comprender, no hay nada que se pueda hacer, soy un poco paranoico, lo siento. A ratito ya te empiezo a extrañar, me preocupa que te pueda perder. Necesito que te acerques a mí para sentir el calor de tu cuerpo. Un osito de peluche de Taiwán, una cáscara de nuez en el mar, suavecito como alfombra de piel, delicioso como el dulce de leche.
Duerme un ángel que suspira boquiabierto entre nubes de algodón. Junto con la luz de la mañana se despierta la razón y amanece la duda.
De repente no puedo respirar, necesito un poco de libertad, que te aleje por un tiempo de mi lado, que me dejes en paz. Siempre fue mi manera de ser, no me trates de comprender, no hay nada que se pueda hacer, soy un poco paranoico, lo siento. Al ratito ya te empiezo a extrañar, me preocupa que te pueda perder. Necesito que te acerques a mí para sentir el calor de tu cuerpo. Un osito de peluche de Taiwán, una cáscara de nuez en el mar, suavecito como alfombra de piel, delicioso como el dulce de leche. Thank you.
alfombra de piel, delicioso como el dulce de leche. Un osito de peluche de Taiwán.
This way we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina del Exterior in English, for Monday, June 22nd, 2026. Our sound technician was Walter Danesi, the host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. Hope you enjoyed the program. Thank you very much for listening and hasta mañana.